on him. It may feel like you're letting him get away with something, but trust me, nothing you say is going to be news to him, and you've got much better things to do with your time.
The, but I just want an answer, excuse.
Dear Greg, I went on a trip with my boyfriend of 6 months to California. We had a great time. When we got home, he went to visit his family in Boston. When I called him to check in, his mother told me that he had gone to visit his friend in Florida. I never heard from him again. It's devastating. I believe the only way I can honor my feelings and the relationship is to talk to him and find out what happened. What's wrong with that? Signed, Liza.
Dear, you picked a lemon. Do you deserve to know what happened? Yes. But fortunately for you, I can tell you what happened. You were dating the worst person in the world. What could he possibly say that will make a big, happy light bulb go on over your head and make you exclaim, "Oh! That's why my boyfriend left me without a word and went to Florida and vanished into thin air." Nothing he could possibly say will be satisfying to you. But what will be satisfying to you is if you don't spend another moment of your energy on him. You picked a lemon. Throw it away. Lemonade is overrated. P.S. If I ever go to Florida, I'll kick his ass. Greg. Sometimes a person's behavior is so abhorrent that it leaves little doubt as to what to do. The big mistake you made was choosing that person to begin with. The quickest way to rectify that mistake is by learning from that, moving on, and choosing much more wisely in the future. And quick, before any more of your precious time is wasted.
It's so simple.
The reason it's so painful when someone disappears is you have to face the fact that the person you loved had probably left you a long time before he grabbed his coat and scrammed. The hard part is realizing that he was lying to you in some way before the moment of vanishing. Don't ask yourself what you did wrong or how you could have done it differently. Don't waste your valuable heart and mind trying to figure out why he did what he did, or thinking back on all the things he said and wondering what was the truth and what was a lie. The only thing you need to know is the really good news. He's gone. Hallelujah. See you in the funny papers, yellow belly.
Here's why this one is hard. By Liz.
Oh, for Pete's sake. This one is impossible. He disappeared. He just stopped calling you or writing you or seeing you out of the blue. You were in what you considered some sort of relationship. You felt that whatever you had together warranted even the tiniest explanation if one of you decided to call it quits. But instead, there's silence. No explanation. No goodbye. Just a vanishing. There's nothing worse in dating terms, nothing worse than that sick feeling you get in the pit of your stomach when it looks like the guy you are seeing or getting to know has decided to bail on you instead of talking to you about it. Nothing worse. So first you feel hurt, but then you feel helpless, completely and totally helpless. He just disappeared, making you feel like you had absolutely no value or meaning to him whatsoever. And you might be shocked, too. He might not have ever behaved this way before. So now, you're also unbelievably disappointed. Really? Now I have to not like him? Now I have to think he's a jerk? That's what this relationship added up to? There's got to be some kind of reasonable explanation. So then you start giving this great guy a big heap of your time and energy, making up excuses for why he's disappeared. He's busy. He's busy. And maybe he's busy. Still hoping that he will come to his senses and at least drop you an email. You then start going through everything you said, did, or wrote that might have driven him away. What was the thing you said that was so inappropriate or needy that he had no other recourse than to head for the hills? You blame yourself for some perceived strategic misstep. Oh, if only I had played it better, he would still be mine. Or simply, you're worried that he's dead on the street somewhere. Why else would he just disappear like that? So then, you want to call him and say something, or write him. You're either angry or hurt, or still holding out hope that he's in a coma at a hospital somewhere. But however you feel, you definitely think it is your right to either yell at him or find out what happened.